morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to video message number 29.
Hey, it's Mark Rosen.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're making your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Maybe you got off on the wrong foot because what were you doing in the produce section?
I was trying fruit on.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, Dan. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, Dan.
Yes. Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woosh Kebab's right finish? Get Freddy's Boots 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 Peter Remix?
Can you do me a huge favor and never repeat this to anyone that you respect, okay?
Have you ever masturbated with these on?
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
It's the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm Corey. That's Chris. That's Paul. And Max is here. Zach is here. And there's Michael J. Mussman III.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Muss.
I'm so pumped to be here.
Is that right?
I'm a little over-caffeinated.
Zach's pissed at you because you teased him yesterday and said you were going to Ireland and pissed him off.
Yeah, I rubbed it in a little bit.
You really did.
Are you not going?
Did you invite me?
Like, almost nobody that called in is actually going.
Oh, I want you to go. But you're fun.
How did Zach not figure out something was up when Jason called in? I was like, yeah, I'm going to try to make it work. Like an NHL player can just take a week off for a trip.
Yeah.
And you can take some time off for the Olympics, but the whole league shuts down.
You could kind of tell it caught Kreisel off guard, too, because he was like, I'm going.
Marnie was the best.
Yeah.
Marnie just goes... You know, I do work a lot in March, but I'm going! You went total Oprah on the bit.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And Zach was just sitting in the corner pouting.
Yeah.
And she went over the top with I can't believe anybody that doesn't go is going to have any kind of fun. Yeah. She sold it pretty well.
Yeah, she did.
Yep. Anyway. I was a little over the top, but I was having fun.
Well, you were drunk.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assumed.
Wow. Yeah, I assumed it was 8 a.m. Hey,
I was in the garage, but I was not having garage beers.
Dublin aside, because we get that you're not going there, but are you coming November 26th? Yeah, to O'Shaughnessy Distillery.
That's
right. You going to be there for our 20-year anniversary or not? We're drinking at 7 a.m.
Well, I would be doing that anyways, but because it's Black Friday. And I don't know, maybe, probably.
Hey, we're celebrating 20 years. Look at
what
you
have
to
do.
You're invited to our birthday party.
Yeah, your brother doesn't want you around.
This is a good point. That's a very good point.
I don't know why.
Yeah, because he said he doesn't, or he's never masturbated.
Right.
The distillery says legally we can start drinking at 8.
Yeah.
Right?
So you gotta wait till 8? That's the deal, man.
So once 8 o'clock cracks
open.
I'll
be there at 8:10. Yep.
Once 8 o'clock cracks open, that place is going to get out of control. And it's going to be stacked and packed. And at 8:15, somebody's winning it. Well, technically, starting at 8:15. Somebody's going to win a trip for two to Dublin.
That's a little over a month old away. We're almost there.
That's pretty sweet. But I mean, that is cool. In all honesty, the sweetest part about that is that 20 years.
20 years.
Guys, that's
who knew?
Amazing.
Right.
Feeling pretty good about it.
Anybody in any industry, especially when it becomes, you know, an entertainment industry thing, you can do that for 20 years. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, pretty pumped about it.
I think it has basically cost us our sanity, our health.
Our health, for sure.
Yeah. But it worked out.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I've only been the show for months, and it might cost me my marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know if the show was it, but yeah.
Right? I don't remember anything anymore. I'm always tired.
Yeah.
I'm falling apart.
It's fun for me because every day I do the same thing. I wake up in the morning, I get showered, I do this, I do that. I pack my workout bag, and then I go to work. And then I get off work, and I say, what was I thinking? There's no chance I'm going to work out right now. I'm too tired.
Correct.
And then then the next morning, I get up. I'm like, today's the day, bitch.
It's still packed, though, so you're in good shape.
Yeah. Today's the day. I'm going to get up. I'm going. As soon as work is over, go straight to the gym. I'm going to work ass out. Every day. Nope.
Nah. Sometimes.
Well, didn't you sweat your ass off when you were on stage this weekend?
Yeah,
and
of course.
I'm sorry I did not make it.
Oh, that's
to
okay,
the show.
Buddy. No, it's okay.
Yeah, don't worry. Zach left halfway through to go play video games.
But he did stay for my set, so I am proud of it.
Nice.
Thank you, Zach. I got you turned on, by the way. I don't know if you're up over there.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
How sweet was that for you, Hawk?
It was pretty awesome, man. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of Power Trip listeners there who gave the music a shot, which was cool, and they were all banging their head, and my neck's still sore today, you know? Back in the day, I could bang my head all night, no problems. But as we speak right now, I'm almost as bad as Saucy was last week. But it was super cool, man.
How's your neck?
It's way better now.
Oh, great.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you can see both ways now.
I can, but then I made the mistake yesterday. I went to buy dog food, and I was waiting in line.
Oh, no. Did you pick it up?
And I put the 50-pound bag of dog food right on my shoulder blade, and I'm like, this is going to wreck it. But since I've it didn't, so I'm good.
Wow. I love that Sauce almost got injured carrying dog food while his brother was running the Boston Marathon.
Right. Yep. 4:10, I think
he did. Well, you're a lot older than your brother.
4:10, right? What a slow piece of ass.
How about you sent yesterday, the guy, what was it, 2 hours?
Yeah, that's what they run in. The guy just, yes. So Dov's still running the marathon, and I send Dov and Sauce a text going like, this guy kicked your ass. Right, Dov was still on the course when I sent that freaking text.
Man. Yeah.
Because the guy that won it was just flying. But again, the guy that wins it always is flying.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man.
Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy.
I can't believe you never ran that one, Hogs.
No, you gotta qualify. I was.
You don't have to qualify for New York.
No, you win a lottery to get in there, believe it or not. Yep.
And of course, Chris wins lotteries all the time.
Yeah,
you feel like a winner when you get it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I
won. This is awesome. I gotta run.
I always win. Yeah,
simultaneously winning and losing.
Yeah,
right there. But no, that's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Played the Fillmore last night.
Oh yeah, how was that,
man? You guys, that place rocks.
Yeah, I've heard.
That's an awesome. Yeah, let me tell you. Backstage, right? You know, you go backstage at a lot of places. There's a lot of things written on the wall. A toilet that smells really, really bad. And not this place. Mega different dressing rooms. One of them with an Xbox 360 and a giant television.
Hmm.
I mean, come on. That's badass. Any place that just supplies an Xbox 360 for you to play while you hang out and get ready for the show. That's pretty badass, man.
That sounds like Zach's dream.
How many people at the Fillmore?
I think he said 1,900.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Yeah, that is
real nice. And a great stage and just a great sound system.
Yeah, we were supposed to see AWOL Nation there last year, and then the funniest thing happened.
What? I don't know.
It was COVID.
Oh.
You got a dick?
Whoa.
What now?
Jeez. Wow.
I know nothing about a dick tree.
Oh. What is
you
a donkey?
Remember that?
No.
Tree 2000. Slang for a detective. Austin. What is it? Oh, God, a dick? No.
No.
I know nothing about a dick tree, but there is a gum tree.
Gumshoe.
Or gumshoe. You pick again.
I've seen one before.
Jeepers. He's seen a dick tree?
That guy was badass. I watched his episodes on Netflix. Wow. That Austin guy. He was a bartender from like New York, and he was just a genius. Speaking of that, Jeopardy. It's over.
It's over, Johnny. It's a good run.
Matt, how was his last name? That? Amadio?
I believe Amadeus? It was Matt Dicktree.
A-M-O-D-I-O. Either way, Matt's streak is
over. It's
over. 38 straight, the second longest streak in Jeopardy history behind Ken Jennings, 74. Is over. He finished third.
Brilliant.
How about this? If this number is right, this is kind of crazy. I guess I could do the math and figure out.
Hello.
If this makes sense or not. He won $1.5 million, a little over $1.5 million. How many correct answers do you think he got in 38 straight victories?
Now, wasn't he playing that whole game where he knew that you get the double jeopardy kind of thing, right?
Was so he the guy that would answer weird that people were like...
Yeah, this guy had a weird way of answering it, but Holzhauser was the guy that was going out of his way to go for the daily doubles just so he could basically bet as much as possible and just close everybody out. Yeah, it was... He turned Jeopardy into game theory because he tried to minimize his opponent's chances to retaliate.
No.
Yes, Alex?
Yes, Alex.
How many got right over that whole span?
Yep. How many correct answers did he get?
I gotta be honest. I've never actually watched a full.
How is that possible?
That seems
you're
American.
Yeah. Right? No.
Hello.
Wow.
Because it's boring to me.
Thank you.
Because it makes me feel dumb.
Okay.
Because I don't know the answers, and two, I don't care.
God.
Man, I love game shows too much.
Game shows are great.
I've watched Jeopardy my whole life. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out how you and I are even friends.
That's what I'm saying.
I love us, but you and I are polar opposites.
Yeah, I don't know how you two are friends either.
When I was a kid, I was fat.
For example, by the way, right before the show started, Musk goes, hey, Corey, how you doing, man? I go, good, man. I'm going to your favorite place in the world on Friday. Sarcastically referencing that I'm going to Vegas. And he goes, what, a bar? When do I go to a bar?
Right.
Just a true bar. Never.
Yeah. You love to gamble.
When do you go to Vegas?
You
never.
Vegas. Right. Yeah.
No. I like gambling, game shows, and chicken fingers. You like garage beers.
Everybody loves chicken fingers.
Fair. Yeah. You can see the lines.
Yeah.
Thank you,
There's somebody out there that doesn't like chicken fingers, those sons of bitches, we don't need to know.
Exactly. Wow. All right, take a shot. This is a tough one, but again, if you don't watch Jeopardy, maybe you don't even know how many answers are possible. But
87.
In 38 games?
Yeah.
That's two questions a show.
1,000.
How many correct answers? Sauce says 1,000. Max?
I'm going to go with like 800.
Sauce says 1,000. Max says 800. Zachary?
1,170.
Zach says 1,170. Hawk?
I'm looking at the board. Hold on. 3,000.
Ooh, that might be a good guess.
One of you is pretty goddamn close. And that 87? Person is?
Me.
No, not Michael J. Musman III.
No.
It's got to be Hogs.
Irish Halverson. 1,170 is pretty good. He got 1,299 correct answers.
Nice job, Zacho.
1,299 in 38 games. $1.5 million.
Good for him, man.
That's all I need.
He lost on like a Nazi question or something.
I didn't see what he lost at. I just saw that he finished third.
You've never watched it, but you know what song or what question he lost.
He read the news.
I watched the news. Bitch does himself some. He does way more preparation for one show a week than you do for all of them combined.
So that's probably true.
Muss's knowledge of Jeopardy is basically, at this point in my life, my knowledge of sports. I know it because I read it, not because I watched it.
I'll say this, I
got home from my sister's house last night, threw on the old Monday Night Football game, saw that the Ravens were down 16. I'm like, oh man, what the hell? They were 7-point favorites. I watched both Mark Andrews touchdowns, both Mark Andrews 2-point conversions. What a crazy fourth quarter comeback. Man. I didn't see overtime. I didn't see them winning overtime, but I definitely thought that was a fascinating finish. That was crazy.
22 unanswered points they scored. And if you are a gambler and you took either team, especially if you took the Ravens -7 and you were hoping for a push at that point, because of the Minneapolis Miracle, they don't kick extra points if it's a game winner. So they won by six.
It's overtime.
Yeah, but either way. But yeah, yeah. But they used to kick the extra point in and all that because of the before the Minneapolis Miracle. Because remember, everybody went nuts and then they had to bring everybody back on.
Yeah, but that was regulation.
Yeah, no, I know that. But they used to do it. They used to kick the extra point.
Not in overtime.
No, I think they did.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, either way, they didn't cover and it sucked.
Well, how about that? Over 1,000 yards total offense and passing yards with Jackson and Wentz. Wentz went 402. Jackson threw for 442.
Yeah, and he was 85% throwing.
My goodness.
And he was. They were awful in the first half of the game.
Why can't we have games like that?
That's a great question.
No, we don't throw the football. Man, we'd rather run it up. We don't have Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Having Mark Andrews in fantasy football must have been unbelievably exciting last night.
I played against both Lamar and that guy, and I lost.
So for three quarters, you were feeling pretty goddamn good.
And I had Jonathan Taylor, who got like 35 points.
JTT?
Yeah, JTT.
I have Mark Andrews. He put up 41
hell yeah,
for
dude.
Me.
That's a huge win.
I had him and Tom Brady this week, so I had to ball out real quick.
Damn.
Hi, John Bones.
Hi, kids.
Bye-bye.
John, what's your honest percent chance of going to Dublin at this point?
95?
Oh, whoa.
We've got the deposit down. We're in, baby.
I already put the deposit. You guys didn't know. I thought I told you that. Yeah, he's in,
that's
man.
That's sweet. So we sarcastically 95. Lined up everybody yesterday to rub it in Zach's face and then only to tell him that he is coming with us. But all jokes aside, it's about 10 of us.
Yeah, I know.
Really? It really is.
That's awesome.
It's not 15 or 16 like we teased yesterday. I think it's about 10.
Wait, so I'm not invited?
You are invited.
You're invited, yeah.
Everybody can come.
That's private.
That's showbiz, baby.
Munch says he's never seen a full episode of Jeopardy.
Has he ever been out of the country outside of North America?
No.
He's been to Mexico, right?
I've been to Mexico.
Yeah, with hogs, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Multiple times. Is that the hot tub story?
Oh, yeah.
Weren't you slamming them on the plane, hogs?
Oh, yeah.
He's
drinking pee water.
Isn't the story basically you guys landed at 10 a.m. and by 12:30, Hawk was in bed?
Pretty close.
It was. Well, yeah. Which trip?
Yeah.
The one where he was drinking, hot tub water.
Yeah.
And somebody asked him about Abby.
Is this the year we lost Joe Nichols?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's that year. That was fun, man.
Weren't you two blamed
for
it?
We found him.
I was
Musk was. I was not.
Yes, yeah. You lost Joe Nichols. I'm not even wearing pants right now. What are you talking about?
Really?
That's true.
Is that where you're throwing up in the sink, Hogs?
Yeah, that'd be it, buddy.
Yeah. And you and your wife were both nude, and Sarah walked in like, what's happening here?
Think what could happen in Ireland, huh?
I can't wait.
Well, unless you know what they have in Ireland.
What's that?
Alcohol.
Oh, pints and pubs.
They got all of it.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And Irish whiskey.
And we're bringing over Keeper's Heart.
A lot of it.
We're bringing right over.
We're going to land with half of it.
Storm the beaches of Ireland.
Yeah, we are going to land with half of it.
Here they come, the Americans. Getting off the plane. Look at them. Colin Kelly and full bladders and full hearts.
I can't wait.
Walking down the ramp.
I'll drink in the garage and listen to you. How about that?
Fair.
Front
page sports is next. Bonus is here. Must is here. Rosie later. This is the Power Trip Morning Show.
Up the fan.
The big knockers.
Man, did you tune into the Power Trip Morning Show on the right day? Big day as we are having a live performance. What they're calling a reading as Max and Zach combine to read John Gruden's emails live on the radio this morning. Looking forward to this. This is going to be big for you guys. I can't wait. I mean, it's like a poetic William Shakespeare-esque thing that you're doing today.
This is your big break.
It's your big break, Max.
You want me to read John Gruden's emails?
Yeah, I think I do.
Can we have Zach read the racist stuff and Max read the anti-gay stuff?
I think it'd be better if we did it for both of them. if we did the opposite, but hey, you know what?
What a
How about
great
that?
Song.
What a turn, huh?
Yeah.
What a turn.
Yeah, man. It can happen to any of us at any given second, but man, right. What a fall from grace from the Raiders being undefeated and looking like, wow, they got it figured out. Look at Johnny Gruden. And like 2 weeks later... He basically has to walk from 65, 70 million.
Yeah.
And just walk. Yeah. And you're just out.
Yeah.
How many more are out there that are worse than that have been released? You know what I mean? Because you don't just go, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be something that's even worse.
First of all, make them fire you, right?
Yeah, right.
Ask for the money.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and fire me, but I want the rest of this cash. Right? Especially when you have a fall from grace like this.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for that dude to get a job for a long, long time.
Well, that's it's not like he's going to step back into entertainment after that.
No, that's why you've got to stay and get that money.
Yeah.
I think that's what Musk is saying, though, right? I mean, there must be a reason he didn't do that. They must have said, hey, we also have these pictures of you and that monkey.
Yeah. What did he do?
Didn't they?
Right now, Urban Meyer is like, thank you, Gruden.
Oh, correct. Yeah, didn't Schefter say that basically Mark Davis went to the thing basically headhunting for him and it was like, no, I'm out. I resign. And Schefter said last night on ESPN that there were people on Friday that said there's zero chance he survives this. And that was Friday. Yeah, he's going to pass away.
Whoa.
Right. Jeez. Sorry. Survived for his job. Yeah.
On Pro Football Talk, it says the league planned on to continue leaking the emails until the Raiders got rid of him.
They kept doing that. Was last night. Yeah, correct.
Mm. Is that right?
Yeah, they kept saying that they basically were like, we're not going to do anything about it, but Mark Davis, you have to do something about this. And he resigned before anything could happen.
Obviously, the content is horrific and
ridiculous,
but someone in the NFL really hates John Gruden,
right?
Right? Yeah. You know, I mean, we're gonna keep leaking these. Yeah. We're gonna keep going with this.
And what was it? 650,000 emails they sifted through.
Can you imagine? By the way, if that's your job, reading 650,000 John Gruden emails.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the New York Times went through 7 years of emails.
Now, right. I think you guys. It wasn't just John Gruden emails, right?
Well, didn't this stem from the Washington
bit? Yeah. It was a bunch of different people that they read through.
Sure. Yeah. So it was Bruce Allen to John Gruden, John Gruden to Bruce Allen, plus a whole bunch of other people, of course, at Washington.
Right.
Including, like, topless photos of the Washington cheerleaders. Yeah.
What?
Which,
And what? What?
Thanks, Skeletor. Suddenly you want to get through those 600 emails. Yeah,
that was very Skeletor of you. Yeah. What?
We're going to make you read 650,000 emails, but every 15th one will be a naked lady.
Right, it's basically like a Where's Waldo.
Okay, done. It's my job.
I'm finished already. I went through them all.
How many NFL coaches right now are going, oh, God, they can go through my emails?
Right.
Oh, no. How many coaches are just sweating going, uh-oh.
Didn't somebody tweet last night, one of the big NFL writers basically said, a lot of guys are calling their IT people today.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I'm a little curious about is you know, you can absolutely be appalled by some of the things that he said and still say, well, but wait a minute. He thought he was sending these emails in private. People are allowed to say things, think things, and do things away from public life that they don't get canceled for or lose their job over.
You're in public life.
True. But so, I don't know. It's a weird spot. I mean, do you guys all want them going through your emails?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They would be so bored.
Yeah, I don't send a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And the easy comeback is, well, yeah, I don't email racist stuff. Okay, sure. 99% of us don't, but I don't know.
The vast majority of the population probably is real careful about what they put in work emails.
And
you know what I mean? It's one thing.
That's a very good point. Work versus personal. That's a great point.
Yeah, this is a work account.
Very fair.
Like,
good comeback.
Yeah.
And Johnny Bones, good comeback,
didn't
John.
Didn't somebody get fired here a while back for replying all to an email of what they were going to do to their significant other who was
2 years ago?
That was in Bloomington.
That was a while back.
I want to hear this.
Oh, we've said this before. Go for it, Hawk.
Yeah, no,
this
it's the best. Greatest. So he,
he reply, though?
He hit reply all.
To the whole company.
Everyone.
Like, even the owners of everybody who worked Pittman. For, it was Clear Channel back then, got the email of him describing how much he liked going downstairs in the elevator on his girlfriend, who also worked here.
Watermelon,
and he was very graphic about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Who did said person think they were responding to?
He knew who he was responding to.
Oh, it was to that person.
Yeah. Okay. He thought he was forwarding
an email to that person.
And he hit the old reply all.
Reply all.
Yeah.
Global.
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy's
all got it.
He's blind with horniness.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. That was one horny email. I was pretty turned on.
I was pretty turned on by it, too.
Wow. Yeah,
I read through all of the emails. Like song on
a just send this song next time.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Like oh, yeah, good point.
I spent the rest of the day going, my God, how great is that down there?
Yeah.
Holy moly, man. Congratulations.
Your wife worked there at the time?
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, she's
yeah.
like, don't think about it.
Yeah, I think Kim had a cigarette and took the afternoon off.
Yeah. Yeah. But Hockey stayed at work.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. He was asking the guy to take him in as his Padawan learner.
Yeah, right. Bruce Hornsby got the email as well.
Bruce Horny.
Yeah, Bruce Horny.
All right, front page sports. Let's just do it.
Let's do it, man.
The Gruden thing kind of headlines it. Yeah, John Gruden resigned from the Las Vegas Raiders. Emails over a 7-year period. Some of them date back 10 years. Anyway, racist, misogynistic, anti-gay language, a whole bunch of fun stuff. 58 years old. He was a little over 3 years into a 10-year, $100 million deal.
So can I... Can I ask a question that you guys will most likely know the answer to that I do not?
No.
If you are fired for this, do you still get paid?
If you're fired for cause, I'm sure every contract is different.
Sure.
So my guess is you might not.
But, All right.
Zero.
Which is resigning, you get nothing.
Right.
But, so, all right, because maybe that was...
If you just get fired, you get the money. Right,
yeah.
We talk about it all the time. But if you get fired with cause, then maybe not.
Like if Urban Meyer got fired last week, he probably gets paid.
Probably, but we don't know.
Conduct.
Yeah, no, that's always in your contract.
Or maybe Gruden was damned if he does and damned if
there might be
way,
a negotiated
he's not going to get paid.
Settlement on something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There are probably levels of gray.
Yeah.
0.0.
Yeah.
Here's a manila folder. Just sign this thing and please leave.
Yes.
The NHL season starts tonight. The Penguins and Jason Zucker are at the Tampa Bay Lightning at 6:30 to kick it all off. And then at 9:15, the debut of the Seattle Kraken.
Hell yeah, Beavis.
At the Las Vegas Golden Knights at 9:15. How are we not there covering that game? It's the beginning of the Kraken.
Yeah, I don't know how we're not. Hawk, would you go to the game?
9:15.
Yeah.
I don't know, Margo.
Oh, sorry, Margo. Yeah, remember when Zach went and gave weather reports?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Yeah. Hawk, you can go do that.
Yeah, man, I'll give weather reports.
I'm in Seattle. It's wet.
It's in Vegas.
It's in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, it's wet there, too, sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then Aaron Sickman had to give him a media pass and was bitter about it because Aaron should be.
Well, of course.
Zach once compared the Wild to Ebola.
Yeah, in the press box.
Yep.
Yep.
That was smart.
Sure did.
Yeah. I'll never forget it. I didn't know it until like 3 months ago, but now I'll never forget it.
Yeah, of course.
0 points.
The Ravens won in overtime over the Colts. They were down 16 with like 9 minutes to go in the fourth, but they scored 2 touchdowns, both to Mark Andrews, and got 2 two-point conversions, both converted by Mark Andrews, and then a Marquise Brown touchdown from Lamar Jackson in overtime, and the Ravens win 31-25. The Colts covered.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Jackson, 442 yards, 4 touchdowns, 62 yards rushing, and 37 of 43.
85%, right?
God dang, dude.
That's unbelievable.
What a game for Lamar.
Yeah. And he wasn't very good in the first, he wasn't good at all in the first half.
He had 62 yards on the ground as well, man. But, I mean, as many people are always like, oh, yeah, he's just a running quarterback.
Yeah.
But in
the fantasy world, that's basically an extra touchdown.
Yeah.
That's a huge number.
The Wolves crushed the Clippers in preseason action 128-100, but Kawhi Leonard and Paul George didn't play, but Ant had 17, Towns had 17, D'Lo 19.
They're 3-0, man. I know it's preseason, but that's something we should celebrate here in Minnesota.
No,
no, it's not.
They're 3-0.
Who cares?
0.0.
The season starts a week from tomorrow.
It does.
Will Hockey watch 1 second of it?
I'll put the whole season.
The opener?
The whole season. 1 second.
Well, yeah. Like, will he change the channel to a Wolves game at his house? No.
Zero.
No.
Will he see a second of the Wolves at
a
some
live
point?
Wolves game. Can't be replayed.
Yeah, he'll be right somewhere where it's on. He's not.
He's going to be rocking a stage. He's not going to watch.
You're asking, right, will he ever sit down on his couch and go, oh, the Wolves are on. I wonder if they're winning. That is a 0.
Right, that's why betting NBA with hockey is the best.
Right. But will he be at somebody's house? Will he be at a bar? Will he be somewhere where a live Wolves game is on and he technically sees it? Almost impossible to miss it in this state.
Hang with me here, though. What if the Wolves are actually like competing for a playoff spot or something?
That doesn't matter. They're in the finals. Game 7 of the NBA finals.
I'm watching it.
And they're up 1 with 2 minutes to go, and he would be sleeping.
Right.
All right. Okay.
Right.
I didn't know exactly which way that wasn't going to matter.
No.
No, it matters that it wouldn't change his desire to watch it at all.
All right.
You said Wolves and playoffs.
Well, that was it. Was a double blind. I get it. Right.
You just try him.
Ben Simmons reportedly reported to the Sixers, although he's requested a trade. This thing keeps getting weirder. Remember, he just basically said, I'm never playing for Philly again. Now they said he showed up at the facility, passed a COVID test. There's no traction, according to an ESPN source, on a trade. So maybe Ben Simmons is like, look, I still want out of here, but I'm going to play until you trade me.
Yeah, here was him coming into the arena last night.
Hello.
Yeah, probably pretty awkward.
Wow.
Right. Him and B don't seem to like each other much anymore. My guess is it's a very scarlet letter kind of a situation where everybody's looking at Ben going, oh, great, you're here. But he wants to get paid, and so far Philly's nowhere near trading him. So I don't know. That's going to be super awkward.
Yeah, Woj said last night that basically he's here. Him playing and practicing is now that's a whole different story.
Hey, Bonus.
That he's just there, that he might be hurt.
Bonus.
Hurt.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't there a character on Barney Miller named Woj?
Yeah.
Wojciechowski. All right, cool. Yeah.
What's Barney Miller?
Yeah,
don't worry about it. Oh, my God, what a good show.
It was a great show, but that's way before time. That's late 70s, man. That's Fish and Barney Miller and Woj.
Oh.
And
were they
Kaufman.
Cops?
Kaufman, too, right?
Kaufman.
No, that was Taxi.
That was Taxi.
That's Andy.
Right.
Was that, were they cops?
Yeah, they were detectives.
Man, that's old school right there.
And they just had just the jankiest jail in the very back of the scene. I mean, obviously they didn't have enough of a set.
Yeah, right.
But it was probably a jail used in all those films and TV shows.
Anyway, sorry.
Sauce, I know you're not a Seinfeld guy, but since I've been binging it as I've been getting other things done. I've gone through almost all of season 6 in the last couple of days. What a freaking masterpiece that show is. Since you're not much of a Seinfeld guy, I would not start on season 1, where it's a little bit of a slow start. I would start on like season 5 or 6 and just go for it.
Okay.
It's great.
I've watched the first 2 seasons of it. Loved it, and he was like every Seinfeld fan, which is fair because there's fans of all kinds of TV shows. They're like, dude, just watch it.
Yeah.
So him and I watched, I think, the first 2 seasons of it. It's not my thing.
That episode will absolutely lock you in.
Yeah, the contest.
Yep.
Yeah. That was the first one I ever saw.
I've seen, obviously, that.
I'm out!
Yeah, that's genius. Okay. All right. So start with the 5th season?
5 or 6,
all right.
Yep. Somewhere in that range.
Sure.
I would say anytime in for 2. Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Like you watched the worst 2 seasons.
Yeah,
probably.
Have you guys been watching the Squid Game bit?
No,
because I'm a huge SpongeBob fan. It's unwatchable for me because I hate reading.
Period.
Wow. The TV.
Oh,
right. I'm totally against that.
Are you?
You don't like subtitles?
No, I don't like reading books. I'm certainly not going to read my TV.
My God.
And then with the subtitles, they don't even match the overlapping that they've done with the voiceovers. Dubbing? Yeah.
So the dubbing doesn't match the subtitles.
No. So I'm reading what they're supposed to be saying, and they're not saying it, and I'm so distracted, I hated it. I wanted to get shot in the first episode.
Wow. Spoiler. So most people that are watching it are just watching it dubbed, correct?
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Because the trailer, it has a American dubbed English voices.
Yes.
And it doesn't look like it's synced up at all.
No, it's not even close.
So and that's just in the trailer.
Right.
So my guess is that's what you have to deal with. I tried to watch Money Heist with it dubbed. I got about 5 minutes in, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can watch people not talk the same words that are coming out of their mouth. This is weird. I don't know if I like the dubbing either.
And the main character overacts so much.
Is that right?
Oh, he drives me nuts.
Man, right. I hate things.
I love everything. There's just certain things
except
I don't
gambling.
Love.
Except for everything that I love everything, and reading.
Right. I'll put a curse on you.
My only criticism through three episodes of it is it's too long. Like, there's a lot of unnecessary things that they show. Like, they could easily cut what they have for three down to two, maybe even 1.5 episodes if they would just get to the point. But other than that, I think it's fine.
Yeah, but any one of those shows, though, like that, where you're watching it on Netflix or watching wherever, the first three episodes are normally pretty slow because they're building so much of the character behind it. And so you got to kind of like go through three episodes and then hope things like start moving and actually get interesting.
And they are actually, I mean, to be fair.
Yeah, a lot of people absolutely love it. Hogstaddy, did you finish Lasso?
I finished Lasso, yes.
Oh, man.
What a great ending.
You guys both seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. What a great ending, man.
So good.
Yeah. So good.
And that last episode is fascinating.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there's
so good.
The whole message of the episode is fascinating
correct.
To me.
Yep.
I thought about it a lot after it was over. Yeah,
I did too.
Yeah, and it's like...
we're going to go back and watch the last three episodes of that show. It's so good.
I think the last episode, the whole message is, if you do something that is selfless, it better truly be a selfless act, because if you ever expect people to thank you for something good you've done for them, you're going to lock
that's
your keys
in your car. That's an interesting take on it.
That's exactly what it is, man.
Yeah.
That's what the entire episode's about.
Yeah.
It's such a good show, and that last episode was so smart.
You think Lasso's expecting Nate to thank him for stuff?
Well, no, that's the thing. That's the message of the show. I don't mean necessarily from Ted. I mean everything about the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Everything about the show was about that. Huh. That episode in particular.
We'll talk about it off the air because I have a take and I want your opinion on it.
Did you guys see the on Twitter the actor Muhammad?
Yeah.
Who played Nate in it? Wrote up a little bit immediately after it did about the arc development of that character.
No kidding.
Did you guys see that?
I haven't seen that. No.
Well,
like
he pointed
that out
a couple of things. I'll keep it spoiler free. But one is that the very first time Nate meets Ted Lasso, do you remember that interaction?
No.
He's yelling at him because Ted Lasso's out on the pitch.
Right.
And he doesn't recognize who he is. And he just unloads on Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's the very first thing you see about him.
Wow.
And then the other one is that throughout season two, if you go back and watch all of season two, there is only one scene where Lasso and Nate have an interaction without anybody around them.
Right.
There is no other interaction between those two just by themselves in all of season two
except for
that last episode.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's really fascinating, man. I mean, the whole thing about, you know, Nate hates his dad and he finally found somebody who loved him, he thought.
Yeah.
And then he ended up doing that to him.
Yeah. And then it's such a smart show, Corey.
The
other thing they show is that they mention is that if you take a look at the very opening scene of season two.
Okay.
It's exactly the same as the last scene of season two.
No kidding.
It is Nate watching another tie.
Wow.
Happen. It starts with his eyes and then zooms out as they are, you know, watching Danny Rojas about to take a penalty kick.
I love that guy.
Wow, dude. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's so good.
And there's a number of very cool things like that. Dude, that's really cool. And the, you know, the black suit. I mean, halfway through the season, Nate starts wearing the black suit.
And the gray hair.
Yeah.
Oh, so
the gray
good.
Hair. That was another thing he put in the thing, is that his hair keeps gradually grayer and grayer and grayer to the point where he's resembling his father by the end of the... By the final episode, it's just a full wig. They gradually put a little bit more gray every episode into it, and then by the last episode, he's got the gray wig.
It's so smart, Corey. There's one really awkward episode with the beard.
I actually really liked that episode.
I didn't hate it. A lot of people hated it. Yeah. The Christmas episode is oddly placed as well.
Yeah.
But this season is so smart.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a reason for everything, and I love that.
The rom-com episode is A+.
That is my favorite. One of my favorite episodes of any sitcom of all time.
It's A+.
The Rick Astley thing where he was actually crying because they used his song and the way they used it.
Yeah. No. And if you remember, Hawk, when you and I saw Elton John. Oh. Elton John said, "My favorite singer-songwriter is in the crowd," and we were like, "Oh God, who's coming up on stage?" And he's like, Rick Astley and his family are here. And we're like, what?
Yeah, Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Rick Astley.
Yeah, Rick Astley. Yeah, I got spoiled because I watched all of season one in one night, right? Yeah. Just binged all 10 episodes in about 5 hours.
Now you can do that with season two.
But that's what I was waiting for is I'm just going to watch all of it at one shot. I just got to find a 5-hour window where I don't get guilted.
Yeah. You know? Well, good luck.
Right.
Well, yeah, so anyway, I'll watch season two in about 14 years.
It's going to take a lot more than 5 hours because these episodes get longer and longer and longer.
Yeah, I think
this is gradually transformed from a sitcom with some good drama in it to a drama with some comedy in it.
Yeah.
And it's the last half a dozen episodes are at least 45 minutes long.
Yeah. Okay, because I thought season one was a drama.
40 minutes long.
I didn't think season one was a comedy at all. So this is, I think it's a drama, but whatever.
It's
winning all the comedy awards. Yeah, right? It basically swept the Emmys as a comedy, but.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Great.
I wonder who decides that.
Or
does the show itself
Bill
or the
Guerin?
Studio just submit it as a comedy?
Got to be where they submit it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's sports. All right. You guys want to do the pop music pop quiz?
Hell yeah.
I put a lot of work into this.
Okay, then great. Let's do it after this on The Fan.
KFAN. Now it's time for a pop music pop quiz on the Power Trip.
Thanks, Zacho Directo.
Hell yeah.
Hi, my name is Chris Hockey, and I have the pop music pop quiz for you. I hope you guys did your homework. Muss is here, Bonus is here, and Brianne of Tarth is here. Hi, Brianne.
Hi. Zach was so mad at Brianne about the whole Ireland thing.
I know.
Why?
Yeah. Well, here's Brianne, you don't know about this. So we pulled a prank on old Zacho Directo. And we told him he wasn't going.
Oh, that was a joke?
That was a joke.
We had a pretty serious conversation
about
it.
Exactly.
I had no idea.
It wasn't.
And I thought it was kind of cold.
Here's the best thing. Here's the best thing about what you just said. Saturday night blitzed out of my mind. I called him. And I said, hey, Zach, talk to Brianne. She said you were pretty pissed about not going.
Oh, Zach, I would never do you dirty like that.
He goes, I can't believe she said that to you, man. I completely guessed.
I ain't no snitch.
I completely guessed that he went to you and bitched about it, nailed it.
So tell the rest of the story, because Chris felt so bad that we were dragging him for the last couple of weeks, that we were basically saying that the whole show was going except for him.
Yeah.
And so Chris called him drunk on Saturday and was going to say, like, Zach, you're going. We're just teasing you. He just didn't want it to continue. So he was just going to let him off the hook. And then when he basically accidentally admitted that he was complaining about it to you, Chris was like, ah, screw it. Let's keep it going.
And I thought about it a lot because I didn't remember even making the call. That's how drunk I was.
Lucky.
Until Zach said something about it. And then I remember when I FaceTimed him. He was so busy playing Rocket League, he was barely paying attention to me.
Super shocking.
It was in the middle of an 11 o'clock tournament, man.
I was like, you know what? F this guy. Let him spin a little bit more, man. That's fine. But
I mean, we talked about the meaning of life within that conversation. It got heavy.
Did you tell him that he needed to buck up and realize that not everything's for free? Did you give him that bit of advice?
No, I'm a ride or die kind of gal. I mean, I was his woman for a long time.
I mean, he's been to Vegas for free twice.
I wasn't. Right. Oh, what?
Zach, you know I had your back the whole time.
On my down dime, I paid.
On your down dime?
Thanks,
311.
I told Brianne, I was like, I totally understood everything. I wasn't
sure. And I don't like to see my friend hurt,
I wasn't hurt.
All right. I don't mean to talk out of school.
Please. I felt a little bad when Corey sent out the text at about 8 o'clock yesterday morning.
Brilliant.
Of everybody, just call in and you're going. All right, okay. And I just jumped right in. And
everybody's like, yeah, I'll do that.
And then Musk got yelled at because he said his wife died.
Well, yeah, because Carly was hitting on me. So.
Man, it was just the best part though when I nailed him on you, and then he was not paying attention to me, so I just made it worse and worse and worse.
Y'all are sick.
Oh, screw that guy.
That's how much they love you, by the way, Zach. You should know that.
We do love you, Zach.
Oh, is that your C-ring?
Yes.
Shame!
He died.
Yes! Shame! All right, pop music, pop quiz. Stop putting it off. Get your pencils. Let's go.
In 1966, on this date, this band split up with guitarist Danny Lane signing a solo deal. Was this A, the Moody Blues, B, Procol Harum, or C, Yes?
Never reaching the end.
Again, it's A, the Moody Blues, B, Procol Harum, or C, Yes.
I have never heard of that second band.
Yeah, I
really?
I know it. I got it. I was wondering if it was, he made it up.
Okay. Never heard of that.
No, you never kidding. Heard of Yes?
No, they got no, some Purple Harum. No, I guessed Yes. Purple the Harum. Second one is something whatever.
Purple Harum.
A medical right. procedure or something.
That's why I said Yes.
All right, Musk, you know?
It is the Moody Blue.
It is the Moody Blues.
Ah.
Procol Harum sings.
Oh, yeah.
Wider
okay.
Shade of
Pearl. Oh, yeah.
Who is Mop the Hoople, then?
Your butt hurts?
Thank you. All the young dudes.
Oh, okay. Kind of sounds the same.
Very
similar.
Good ear. Yeah, you
Thank
are correct.
You.
Good question.
Did you get that Thank right, you. By the way?
I did not. Oh, I said good. Yes as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, good for
you. You got it right, John. You got it right.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In 1974, Debbie Harry appeared at CBGB's in New York City under the name Blank for the first time.
Say that one again.
In 1974, on this date, Debbie Harry appeared in CBGB's in New York City under the name Blank for the first time.
Also, got in a car with Ted Mundy.
You love that stat.
I do, yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah,
got
that's
out.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
She noticed that there were no door or handles on the door.
Dead
and
giveaway.
A cop pulled up behind her and she got her way out, yeah. He's just cruising New York City.
Do you know who this is, Zacco Directo?
Selena?
Okay.
Great guess.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Wow.
She really hit the seed.
Yeah, you're not going to Irish.
You're not going to Irish.
You're not going to Irish.
You're not going to Irish on your down dime.
Do you know, John?
That is Blondie.
That is Blondie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That is correcto. Anybody get it wrong besides Zacco Directo? That's what I thought. Number three. In 1978, Sid Vicious called the police to say somebody had stabbed his girlfriend.
Yikes.
The cops were pretty sure it was him. He was arrested later, died of an overdose before he went to trial. He'd been a member of which band?
I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's really sick, but it's really enjoyable.
Face, right?
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Man.
He's really good in it.
Musk, you know who it is?
You know, I this is just one of those moments where I'm absolute brain fart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I give you a hint?
I may have sharded.
Oh,
oh,
can
I give you a hint?
I don't know what that has to do with anything, Musk. So thank you.
Sad.
What's your favorite thing and what does John Bonas have in his pocket?
Wow.
That's the answer.
Oh. Beer and a condom?
That was the first iteration.
Who is it, Brianne?
Sex Pistols.
The Sex Pistols, you are correct. Yeah. Call Cyber yeah. Crane.
That should have been easy to get.
Call Cyber Crane.
Great album. Their only album.
And by the way, John, iHeart would like to talk to you.
Right? Yeah, I bet they do.
As
yeah.
Would the sure. building management.
Sure.
I was trying to think, what, beer pistols? What?
Oh, yeah, that's my. What
Number four. In 1983, this duo finally received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, well after the death of their lead vocalist. Who dis?
Talking to myself and feeling old.
Oh, that's such a sad story, man. Jeez.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
I'd like to quit.
Oh, wait, no, no.
Nothing ever seems to fit.
What a voice. I mean, it's so clear. It's like a bell.
Such a weird relationship between the two.
Yeah.
Can I go first? I never get to get the right answer first. Can I go
ahead.
First? This is Mendez and Cabello.
Nailed it. I didn't think you'd get that. Who is it, Zach?
Sonny and Cher.
Oh my God. You know what?
R.I.P.
My
Cher.
Guess is actually better yeah. than yours. And yeah. mine was absolutely yeah. sarcastic.
Sasu is
still
it?
Closer.
It's the Carpenters.
It is the Carpenters.
Yes.
What a yeah, you're right, Hugs. What a voice.
What a voice.
No idea. Oh, yeah, yeah. She was amazing.
They were brother and sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
She basically,
yeah.
like, starved to death.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
definitely she did, yeah.
And he pushed her a lot, it seems.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you calling for murder charges?
No. No.
All right, you
just a sandwich.
Are you on the
still
record?
With us?
What?
Is he still with us?
Mm. Keep your eye on those Carpenters.
I'm not sure. Man.
Number five.
Can I just say
no,
that?
No, be quiet.
Number five. On this date, music icon John Denver was killed in an airplane crash. Much like the Blondie thing is Sauce's favorite thing, my favorite stat about a dead music icon is that they never found John Denver's head. They never did.
Really? From the plane crash?
They never did. His head and his spleen, they never found either one of them. Truth. That is a true fact. Anyway, I would say Big Jaws.
Are you looking
probably.
For a spleen? Like, is that part of the...
Well, you want to make sure all the equipment is
there. Well, I would
there.
Say, you're, yeah. as you're doing the autopsy, you're like, what's that some bitch's spleen? Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough to play Clue without all the pieces.
Although, with John's point, if you're missing the head...
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
like,
that's
I think you're like,
cause of death is
his
not
right
sure.
toe.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's alive and well.
Like they're putting it all together, and one's like, well, we still can't find his head. He's like, yeah, but what about the spleen? Do we find that yet?
Right. Right. That's what you're worried about?
Oh, damn. Right. Those damn spleen sharks out there.
Nothing better to do than look for John Denver's spleen somewhere on the boat.
We can't rule out that he had a ruptured spleen.
I'm just saying, if you're on the coast of California and you find a spleen, yeah. please return it to the authorities.
Maybe JD is.
Anyway, what year was it on this day that John Denver died? Was it A, 1977, B, 1987, C, 1997, D, 2007.
Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High.
He lived
I should
here for
know
a long
this,
time, by the way.
I'm pretty, and I think I have it, but I should know this. He was an initials Clue like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the first Clue was there's a port or a... Something of him in California,
yeah,
right?
Of where he crashed.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I also know when he lived in Edina, because I did those clues
when
a couple weeks
it?
Ago. Well, I don't want to give it away, because that rules out one of the answers.
Oh.
Didn't he also, like, marry a gal that went to Gustavus?
That's why he lived here, yeah.
That's why
he
lived here. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Annie?
I think it was.
The pretzel lady?
Yeah, auntie. No.
So what date do you think it was? Brian, you go first. What do you think?
77?
See, that's the one that's wrong, because he lived in Edina, like, in the early 80s.
Oh, I thought he checked out early.
John, what do you think?
I went 97.
So did I.
So did I.
What about you, Zacho?
87.
It was 1997.
You were right. Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I thought it was way earlier.
That's why you said 97.
You were way off. You were so off.
Yeah, right.
Silly.
Whoa.
That's for Rosie.
Whoa, come on.
Save that for Cities 97.
Yeah. Your TV commercials. Must be nice.
Neatly.
This week in 2009. Sorry. This band was among those inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame. Do this.
Oh, come on.
Man, I have all six of them right.
Look at you.
I got five. This right up my alley, though.
Five right up to them.
You don't know this one?
I got this one.
I do know it. That's what's killing me.
I don't know who this is.
I'm with Bonus on this one.
Oh, come on. This is a great tune. Have you played with this band, Hogs?
I never have, no.
Oh.
Not in the way you look or the things that you say that you do.
What a great song.
All right, okay, I think I got it.
What do you think, John Bonus?
38 Special?
No.
Core? Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello?
No.
Damn it.
Zach?
What was the question?
Oh, right there. Brianne?
Toto.
It's happening as we speak.
It is Toto. You are correct. It's Toto.
No.
Rosanna and
I would have known those two. I didn't
of
know
course,
that.
Of course, that's why I didn't
hear
that.
Yeah.
I said Kenny Locke.
Those are three whalers.
Did you get it right there, Stassi Sauce?
I did, babe.
Good for you. Let's see if you can go 7 for 7. Here we go. This week in 1977, this band released what would be their highest charting album. This was the title track. Is this A, ELO, B, Kansas, or C, Styx? A,
great song.
ELO, B, Kansas, or
what
C,
song is this?
Styx.
I had this before.
Still not.
Yeah. The multiple choice.
You left them. How long?
Oh, yeah.
How long?
They say. Who is it, John Bonus?
Sazer, you know it?
Yeah, it's Kansas.
That is Kansas!
Oh, it is?
You're 7 for 7! Wow.
Sausage.
Look at Sausage getting it done.
Hell yeah, brother. But those were all in my wheelhouse. Okay. Thanks, Hugs.
You're welcome. Who got how many did you get, Mus?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bonus?
6.
Whoa.
Dang.
Core?
The Mendez ones were wrong, right?
Yes, sir.
Then I got 3.
What'd you get, Brianne?
I got 4.
Oh, man, you're failing.
I know.
Brianne falling off the throne.
I know.
I'm not going to ask Zach because he didn't even know what the last question was.
0.
Right. Yep.
0.
0.0.
But he's going to Irish.
This is seriously Kansas? This is not Electric Light Orchestra?
It's not, but it does sound a little like
right?
that.
Right?
I thought it was Styx.
The beginning sounds like it.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for understanding my confusion.
Yeah, no, you're just really bad at this game.
Three of those options were pretty good.
Yeah. Good one.
Thank Brianne, you. Has your life changed since you've been in television commercials?
Yeah, I guess I've gotten dumber.
Oh.
I mean, we were going to, nobody wanted to say it.
Yeah, nobody wanted to break your feelings.
Have you been recognized in public since your TV commercials?
Only once.
Really?
Only once at the last Vikings game, not this last Sunday, but the one before that, the Seahawks game.
Somebody asked if you were Brianne from Series 97.
No, they asked if I was from KFAN. To me, and it felt really good. I'm not Zach Halverson. I don't get recognized all over White Bear, And he was like, are you Brianne from The Power Trip and KFAN? And I was like, oh, nice to meet you. And he's like, that went a lot smoother in my head than I thought it would.
Take that, Felcher.
Yeah.
That's his name. What's his name?
Felcher.
Take that, Felcher.
Might as well be.
I think Felcher's a very disgusting act.
Yeah. Zach looks it up on Double List.
Yeah, he sure does.
I don't have a password for that.
It's your own business.
All right. What is Felcher? I'm going to look it up.
Oh, wow.
Just ask Zach.
Oh, my God.
Not a work computer.
Just ask Zach.
Oh, my God. I just looked it up.
Isn't that when you...
Isn't that based on Hawk? Look it up quick. Because you just accidentally said it.
Isn't that... Fletcher is not going to love this.
I'm going to see him in the hallway later today, and I won't be able to look him in the eye.
I knew it was an act. I forgot this is what it was.
That's what I thought it was.
Okay. All right.
Zach.
Yeah.
Zach.
Yeah.
You son of a B word. You got to be honest with me.
I don't want to know.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm going to stop.
Oh, man.
What?
What did you just say?
Yeah, what?
Zach, turn your mic off. You're not going to Irish.
Did you just say
you
used a straw?
Is it a bendy one?
God, no. This is horrible.
You guys know when I was on vacation that one time, and you guys made Zach go for a walk?
Yeah.
We need to do that again. Why don't you walk this one off,
Did you see the sentence?
Yes.
Why are you still talking? Hey, I'm going to do a science experiment. I'm going to leave this Wikipedia/Google thing up on my screen at 9 o'clock.
And see
what happens.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he'll go, yeah, I knew it.
He's going to love it. I'm just going to leave it up and see what happens. Thanks, Brianne.
Thank you, guys.
I'll see you next week.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. It's yucky. Why? Because of Zach's comment?
Yeah.
I forgot that's
no,
because
he let me borrow a straw.
One of those crazy straws.
Crazy, yeah, that's what it was. Anyway, hey, as we go to break, ladies and gentlemen, may I talk to you, please, about a really cool idea for the holidays. How about you give somebody an opportunity, even before the holidays, to go to Soldier Field to see the Purple play on Monday Night Football in Chicago. That's right. Jefferson Lions has partnered with our friends at DefineDestinations.com for a trip to Chicago for Monday Night Football. It's not just a round trip on a very comfortable, beautiful bus from Jefferson Lions. It's also Oodiples beer included on the coach ride down, free Wi-Fi in the coach, 2 nights lodging in downtown Chicago, daily breakfast included at the hotel, free time for a visit to some of the best eateries in Chicago, and to do some Christmas shopping on Michigan Avenue. And it's so beautiful there this time of year, the holiday time of year. It's Monday Night Football with the Purple from Defined Destinations at DefinedDestinations.com. Once again, DefinedDestinations.com and Jefferson Lines. Thank you. Let's go have some fun. Dollars.com. KFAN. .648 on a lovely Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday morning, because there's John Bonus. Hi, John.
Hi. First Tuesday of the year where I got up and went, it is too dark and too cold to go into the
park. Hell yeah.
It's cold, but it's the best.
Yeah.
I know. You couldn't ride your motorcycle.
It's too damn dark.
I know. I have to It's about that time, I think, because it's going to be 52, I think. And by the way,
fall
I'll talk about this in a moment.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, hell yeah.
In the weather portion of my news today, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be serious rainy, windy weather tomorrow night, man. Hmm. Or tomorrow day, actually, not even night. It's going to be perfect.
The low on Saturday, Hawk, is 40. Hawk's Beach is 19 days
How about that? I know.
I can't wait.
I had to take the Biffy off the
pontoon.
And
it's on a Monday this year, man.
Got to bring that thing into the naughty R and... I'm done for the season.
What? Are you talking about the thing we were talking about last segment?
Yes.
Naughty. All
right. That's the name of my marina.
Is it really? I love it.
Yeah, the Naughty Ore. Yeah.
Great place. What Really Matters is brought to you by our friends at Cultivated CBD. Thanks, Cultivated CBD.
Yeah, man, that's the greatest stuff in the world.
I do sports, which don't really matter. And then what's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris,
thank you, buddy.
Stuff that actually matters.
Are you new here?
I'm brand new.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Are you going to Irish?
I'm going to go to Irish.
John Gruden resigned from the Vegas Raiders. A whole bunch of emails uncovered and gone through by, the New York Times and...
Yep.
Maybe somebody else, who knows, over a 7-year period included some racist language, some misogynistic language, some anti-gay language, some other opinions that people didn't quite like. Anyway, the point is, maybe there's more, maybe there's not. Either way, he's out a little over 3 years into a 10-year deal with $100 million. So, whoops, he's 58 years old. I have no idea what happens next for him, but good luck. And again, it's on the bottom of the screen right now on ESPN. You know, there's all this anti-gay language in these emails. And ESPN at the bottom of their score right now is pointing out that Carl Nassib is the first openly gay player in the history of the NFL. He's on the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. Defensive end.
That's right. A little awkward.
Yeah.
Anyway, what really matters is that and this.
Hi, my name is Chris Hockey, and this is What Really Matters. Guys, don't even think about it. Just throw it out there quickly. On this date in what year do you think the song Three Blind Mice was published for the first time London?
Oh, wow.
When do you think that was?
1812.
1885.
1899.
1856.
Maxo?
1869.
Zacho?
Nice. You took mine. 1869.
You're both wrong. All of you are wrong. Check this out. It was on this date in 1609.
Wow.
Three Blind Mice was published in London. How about that?
Or is it Hot Cross Buns? Because I remember the recorder when you were a kid.
Hot Cross Buns.
Did you guys have to play the recorder?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You were a kid and you did the...
Yeah. And I was such an idiot, I thought it was like a tape recorder.
Wow.
What?
Huh? What?
What now?
Oh, that was a joke?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay, gotcha, okay.
Hang on.
I was just confused.
Hang on.
Lame attempt at humor. Swing and a miss.
Wow.
I liked it. Great. Oof, great job, buddy.
Man, today's not your day.
I liked it. Oof. Yeah, well, I thought yesterday wasn't his day.
None of them. Yeah,
four straight days. That,
I don't even know if I wanted to go to Irish.
Whoa. I mean, the room didn't even know if it was a joke. I mean, ouch.
I don't think the room knows I'm here anymore.
Oof. I mean, you guys heard it, right? He said he thought it was a tape recorder.
This is a lot like Lions win, where I just feel icky afterwards.
Yeah. Max, you heard it, right? You heard the joke?
Yeah. No, I mean, it was...
Yeah, right. Max normally laughs.
It was an attempt.
No, I think we all were... Man, that was a confusing line.
You want to try it again?
No. Okay. I've moved on.
Your turn.
Man.
I have a stat for you. This will help turn it around.
I'm just basking in this weirdness right now.
There have been 4,017 instances in the NFL of a quarterback attempting at least 40 passes in a game. This is from Field Yates. On Monday night, Lamar Jackson completed 86% of his 43 passes, the highest completion percentage by a quarterback in those 4,017 games ever.
Wow.
Really matters is this.
So wait, say that again. So if you throw over 40 passes, 86% is the highest completion percentage ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's happened 4,017 times. I'm more impressed that I got that number right.
Cool. Wow. In 1901, on this date, President Theodore Roosevelt named the executive mansion the White House, the first to do so. This date, 1901.
Hmm.
Wow.
What was it called before that? Yeah, exactly.
The executive mansion.
Yeah, that might be it. I don't know.
That was the second one, wasn't it? Because it got burned down the first time.
The Executive Mansion 2,
the sequel. Yeah. Probably a,
the deuce.
Attack of the Clones. Probably a film Hawk loves.
Yeah, I still know what you did last summer.
Yeah. Not bad.
Can you imagine somebody? That was the actual name of the movie. I still know what you did last summer.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, the first one's good, man.
It is good.
It's got Jennifer Love Hewitt running around with tight tops on.
Yeah. And it was almost always raining.
Almost always.
Yeah.
Very wet.
Yep.
I mean, yeah.
The Kraken debut tonight at Vegas, 9:15. The regular season debut of the Seattle Kraken. Maybe the best name in sports and arguably the best color scheme and logo as well. Just A-plus all the way around. Way to go, NHL. What really matters is this.
On this date in 1920. By the way, it's October 12th. On this date in 1920, construction began on the Holland Tunnel. Now, the Holland Tunnel, you may have been in, didn't even know it. It's the tunnel that links Jersey City, New Jersey, and New York City. It was named for Clifford Melbourn Holland, a civil engineer who died while directing the construction of the tunnel. Never knew that.
I did not either.
Died while doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rose.
Yeah, man. That's some real dangerous stuff now. Imagine
doing it in 1920. Man, you ever see those old photos? Oh. And I'm not talking about the tunnels, but like with the scaffolding and all that building.
Chrysler building. The Chrysler building.
Yeah, and they're just sitting out there having a sandwich.
Yeah. There's video like what?
Yeah,
not a hard hat in sight.
No. They're all smoking lung darts too.
Hell yeah!
Like I hope I die of cancer before I fall.
Correct.
That's what they're all hoping.
Because it may have been your last cigarette.
Yeah. Some of the video of those guys they still got balls of steel today, but back then, holy moly! Not only was there nobody keeping an eye on construction safety, nobody cared.
Yeah,
there's so many people ready to take that job if you fall and die.
I'm just floored that it sounds so commonsensical now, but I get we have better and better and better technology. But at some point, didn't somebody go, "Hey, could I at least have a rope to hold on to when I walk out on there?" Like,
Big P word?
Right. Yeah,
I would just like,
wow, John Gruden was there back then
to tie myself around the waist with a rope. I know we don't have I don't know. Like, what are those things called? Like, carabiners and, like, the freaking, like, rock climbing stuff yet, because it's 1903. But we have ropes. We have lassos. Can we please just tie me to something?
Can I borrow a Ted, please?
Right. Correct.
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
Thank you. See what I did there?
I get it.
Man, look at these guys.
Wow.
Building the Chrysler building right here, man.
This guy, wow. This guy's just sitting out on a piece of wood having a sandwich.
Yeah, they're just hanging out, man. And the video makes it even worse because that really...
I'm so afraid of heights. I can't even watch
me too. That's what I'm saying. I have a hard time even watching this.
I got tingly feelings and weird spots right now.
My apologies. I'll put my pants back on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then they colorize it and it makes it even more fierce because you're like, that really did happen. Those are real people.
Yeah. Just smoking darts right there.
Why wouldn't you? You would have to.
Yeah.
Hey, you, why don't
look
you...
Look how far up they are.
Hey, boyo, why don't you go out there on that little, like, 6-inch wide beam and just walk on out there?
Yeah, boyo.
Chef Boyardee was there?
Yeah, he sure was. Yep, he became a chef because he scared the heck out of himself.
Gopher running back Trey Potts is out for the year. He was hospitalized for 6 days. The exact seriousness of the injury is still unknown. We don't know what he's dealing with, and again, on some level, it's none of our business, but still.
It also sounds like it was legit scary.
Well, six days in the hospital and out for the year, so it's not a twisted
that
ankle.
Sucks.
This is a serious health concern.
They're down their top two running backs.
Man, good luck to Trey Potts. What really matters, though, is this.
I've got audio, by the way, I'll play later of PJ Fleck talking about it. It's like, I have no idea, and it's none of our business, as you said, but I think it's fascinating. Nobody knows what happened to the poor kid.
Well, it was during the game, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They took him into the tent. They took him into the tent. He got up, ran off the field. No, he got up, ran into the huddle, then ran off the field, asked to be taken out, went into the tent, and immediately Fleck was told he was being taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What the hell, man?
Wow.
All right, where was I? Here you go. On this date in 1928, the artificial respirator, also known as the iron lung, was demonstrated for the first time. The iron lung.
How great is that scene in The Big Lebowski where they walk in because they think that Larry was stole the money, and that guy's in an iron lung, and John Goodman's character looks at her and goes, is he still right? He's in an iron lung.
Look at those dudes.
They're dressed like poets.
Yeah.
Like, not like construction workers.
It's one of the coolest names ever, though.
What's that?
Iron lung.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I almost want one.
whenever they colorize these
yeah, it's old terrifying. Video,
it makes it so much more real. But this one may be the scariest one I've ever seen. These guys are just standing there on the edge of this.
They're just chilling.
They must be 100 stories up.
Yeah. That's where the song Higher from Creed comes from. Great point.
That's a huge bitch.
I don't know how you stand that close to the edge with balls that large.
Yeah.
You would think that it would throw off your balance, right? His balls are still here.
It's like a pendulum. It keeps you balanced.
It's like a, you got to keep swaying back and forth. It's like a bungee when he falls.
He's crawling up on there.
Oh, he's okay.
Look at those guys. Holy blank words.
Wow. Yeah, you almost have to tripod with that.
You almost swore.
I did. Zacho, put some of this stuff up on the Power Trip page so people can see what the hell we're talking about. Incredible. I just ain't got the guts. I ain't got the guts for nothing. Oh, these guys.
He's okay.
Those guys look like twins.
The news is next. Rosie, in about 40 minutes. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on...